Welcome back to this formation podcast slash video. I wanted to keep going in this line of thought of prayer. I'm really just so convinced that prayer is just the essential. If it's a relationship, it's so essential. We need it. So I've been getting some questions and some nuances, and I'm hoping to address those. And feel free to send those along, either by email or through your small group leader. Happy to keep parsing this out. When we talk about prayer, there's so many different types of prayer that we can think of, and I've been trying to put it together in a way that we can see how they're interrelated and necessary for each other. So maybe think of a triangle. Okay, so in the bottom of the triangle, and it's not an equilateral triangle. It's I don't know, it's the type of triangle, it's really tall, like a spearhead or something like that. And in the bottom of the triangle, you have maybe what we call active prayer. Prayers that I'm doing something. I'm choosing this. Maybe it's more part of the will. It might be petition. I'm asking for certain things for myself or for other people. I'm thanking the Lord. I'm choosing to say thank you for certain things that the Lord has blessed me with. I'm praising him. I'm consciously thinking of his attributes and giving him glory for those attributes. I'm doing something. It might even be complaining. This is an aspect of prayer that I think we forget about, but it's all over the Psalms. Listen, Lord, as I complain. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. My God, why have you abandoned me? Complaining is actually an important part of prayer. I think God much prefers us to complain to him than to complain to our pastor. Just kidding, just kidding. But I prefer that. No, but he prefers us to complain to him than to not talk to him. And so, if we're struggling with something, then bring it to him. Tell him about it. He can handle that. We see that in the book of Job as well. Job just complaining. Why was I even born? I mean, it's heartfelt. It's guttural. But that's real prayer because it's a real relationship. There's no relationship that we have with a human being, a close relationship, that we wouldn't complain sometimes. Hey, I don't like it when you do this. Let's talk about that. Might be just in the same first corner of our triangle, just speaking, just saying how things are going, what's going on in your life, in your day, sharing with the Lord what's been going on. Good or bad. And keep relationship. How do I speak to a friend? How do I engage with a friend? All those same things apply to our friendship with God. Also, repentance would be in this category. I'm choosing to repent. I know that I've failed and I'm sorry, Lord. I'm making an act of the will to say I'm sorry. I'm making an act of the will to apologize for something that I've done. I'm making a resolution, a commitment that maybe I need to change something. Maybe I need to go to confession as well. But I can certainly repent in my prayer. Also, even an act of faith. I'm choosing to believe. I'm making an act of faith. Lord, I do believe. Help my unbelief. So that's all on that first corner. They call it the will. We can call it active prayer. Again, these aren't these this isn't technical definitions. This is kind of my own ponderings. And so go across the bottom of the triangle to the other side. Maybe this is where the intellect. So those are the things we were choosing to do. These are the things our intellects is where we know. And so here we would how am I feeding my intellect? Scripture. We talked about scripture last time. How am I reading scripture to allow the Lord to speak to me? So this is maybe a little bit more receptive than active. I'm receiving from the Lord. I'm putting myself in a place where I can allow Him to speak to me. Scripture, spiritual reading, finding spiritual books, lives of the saints, devotional books that are feeding me, feeding my intellect. Feeding my mind. I'm meditating on these things. I'm imagining these things. I'm putting myself into the scripture scene. I'm there at the foot of the cross, gazing up at Jesus, gazing down at me. This is very much an intellectual exercise. I'm listening. I'm trying to be silent so I can hear what the Lord has to say to me. I'm pondering. I'm maybe even questioning. Huh, that's interesting. I want to know more about that. Why is that? We can see how this is interrelated with the active part, the will part. I mean, these can go back and forth. I'm reading something in the scripture. I'm pondering it. I'm meditating on it, and I get this sense of gratitude for what the Lord has done to me, and so I thank Him for that. I'm choosing to thank Him for that. Or similarly, I'm meditating on what the Lord has done for me, and I feel sorrow, and I say, I need to repent of something. I want to apologize to the Lord. So we're not in one. We're not. I can't divide our soul in such a neat category that I'm all in the intellect or I'm all in the will. In fact, there's this beautiful interplay where the more I know about God, the more I want to choose the things that put me in contact with God. The more I want to love God, and the more I love God, the more I want to know about God. How can I grow more? Give me more. What's next? What's the next thing that I can do, or that I can read, or I can do to help me grow in my spiritual life? And that's good. Those are good, and that's kind of the foundation. We can put in there too, some of our rote prayers, the prayers that we memorize, and whether we say them as a way to, I mean, it's good to recite the Our Father, recite the Saint Michael prayer, these sorts of things, or whether I'm trying to meditate on those prayers. This is something the saints were fond of doing, just meditating on the Our Father. Says, and there, Father, is all the food for meditation that I need for the rest of my life. It's got everything there. That might come across to us like, whoa, are you serious? That's not that long. How do I do that? Well, the more you love God, like the saints, the more the littlest thing can just set them into just a communion with the Lord. So those are foundational, but that's not the highest form of prayer. And I mentioned before how we need to learn how to just sit with the Lord. And the same way that a deep relationship, a deep friendship, you think of if you're going out on a date with a gal or a guy for the first time, silence is like the worst possible thing that can happen. You're sitting at a restaurant and there's nothing to talk about. You ran out of stuff to talk about within 15 minutes. This is disastrous. You're sweating. You're getting hot. You're like, oh no, what am I gonna do? But that's only because you don't know each other that well. That's only because you're not perfectly comfortable in each other's presence. But the longer you get to know somebody, and think of marriages, when you've been married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and now there's just this ease of being. Just being present with one another is enough. We don't have to talk all the time. Words aren't as important. And so too with our relationship with the Lord. The longer we are in relationship with the Lord, the more comfortable we need to get with silence and just being present with Him. And I would put this at the top of that triangle. I don't know if I would call this like even more passive, more more like the inner beings of the heart level. So it's not mind, it's not intellectual, it's not the will, it's not like I'm choosing to, I'm making acts of faith and thanksgiving and praise. And it's simpler than that. It's more silent than that. It's contemplation, it's being, it's enjoying, it's being present to the one who's present to you. That's a place where we want to go in our prayer. And it's not like it happens every time automatically. We can certainly grow in that though. And some of these other things, reciting a prayer, meditating on scripture, can put us in that place where we're disposed to just being. And we don't have to think anymore. We don't have to, what am I going to say? What am I going to read? What am I going to do? We just sit. We just allow the Lord to love us. And it's that love that transforms us. This is so essential. This is the height of prayer. We want to go there, and it just keeps going higher and higher and higher and higher, by the way. It's not like it caps out. But that's where we want to learn to go. So if you're not there yet, that's okay. But what I want you to be aware of, so I want you to be okay of being wherever you are, and just kind of know, like, where are you? Maybe this is a good discussion to have. Like, do I live kind of more in the will? Like, I'm reciting stuff. I'm reading prayers. I'm reading a psalm of praise. I'm thanking him. I'm complaining. I'm repenting. I'm making an act of faith. Those are all good things. Is that where you tend to live? Or do you tend to live in the place of the intellect? I love to read and to meditate, and if I'm praying and I run out of something to read, I'm kind of like, oh, what do I do now? Okay, that's good. It's just good to kind of know, like, that's where you gravitate towards. Maybe try to sprinkle in some of this. Okay, I'm meditating and it leads to conversation, or I'm saying words and it leads to meditation, or it leads to a desire to grow in my intellect and to learn, to form my mind. So there's that interplay, but let's not get stuck there. Let's not get stuck on the base level. And I don't mean base like low and earthly. I mean base as in foundational. It is foundational, but let's know that there's so much more, so much more. I remember having this conversation when I was just a seminarian. I had this little group, my teaching parish committee, and I was giving them a little talk on prayer. And one of the ladies, and she'd been a faithful Catholic her whole life, said, "It sounds like what you're saying is a better way of praying than what I'm doing." And I said, "Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But don't hear me wrong. I'm not saying what you're doing is bad. Prayer is good. Whatever way you're praying is good. But if I didn't tell you that there was a better way to pray, I wouldn't be doing you any service at all." And many of us do stay at kind of I don't want to say juvenile. I don't want to say immature. Those aren't the right words. But we stay at a level of prayer because I think we don't know the heights to which we can soar. And that's what all the saints, not just the mystic saints, but all the saints, the way that they speak of prayer and relationships, it's like, whoa, there's something that I have not experienced yet, but I want that. And it just keeps going. It keeps going and going. There's no saint who's capped out on what's possible, because God is infinite and he's calling us into this friendship with him that just keeps going and going and going. So my encouragement to you is to kind of know where you're at, and then allow the Lord to draw you higher. And that might mean setting things aside and learning to be comfortable in the silence. And I think that the best place to do this is in the Adoration Chapel. Not the only place, but knowing that he's right there, he's present to me, he's present to my senses in a different way, and I can just allow him to love me. And it might be just kind of breathing in him, staring at him, and being okay if you get fidgety or bored, and just keep coming back to that place that's deep, deep in the heart. I just want to close on this, that the more we learn how to pray like this, the more the liturgy makes sense to us. And we'll see in the liturgy, we have every type of prayer. So we start off with a song. We're singing praise. We're adoring the Lord. We continue on with confessing our sins. Lord, have mercy. I confess I've grievously sinned. Then we move on to listening. We're listening to the word. Now, this isn't completely passive either. In our hearts, our minds, we should be questioning. We should be pondering. We should be receiving and making affirmations. Yes, Lord, I want to live more like that. Or, oh, those Israelites, I'm kind of like that. I don't want to do that to you anymore, Lord. Or why this? Or I need to look that up after. We should be having a dialogue, even in our minds, during Mass. We're not just, oh, that was a nice reading, but I'm actually engaging with homily too. Again, it's intellectual. Oftentimes, I'm trying to teach you something. I'm trying to instruct you. I'm trying to inform you, get a better grasp of the scriptures. But usually, there's kind of a, you know, like, well, what do I do from here? What's the point? I have to choose to follow the Lord more wholeheartedly. And how am I choosing to do that? And we go into, you know, the creed. We make an act of faith. This is the will. I'm choosing once again to believe. And then I'm moving back into petitions. Here's the things I want to pray for, Lord. And then we take a turn, right? And we shift into the Eucharistic prayer. And now something different is happening. I'm putting myself in position to receive from the Lord presence, just presence. And the more I can dispose myself to that, the better. And so the more the silence and the music and the actions can point me towards the heart of Jesus, the better. Of course, even through the Eucharistic prayer, which means thanksgiving, we're thanking, we're imploring, we're adoring, we're making acts of faith. We're doing it all. And then we come to the very end, where we receive him into our hearts. And then that moment after communion, where we're kneeling or sitting in our pew and just allowing the Lord to be present to us. Or maybe we're thanking him. But it should be as we grow in the spiritual life, and if we grow in our prayer life in general, all those things should come together, and we see all those pieces of prayer coming together, so that it leads up to that moment of I'm just being raised up higher and higher and higher into the heart of the one who loves me. So I hope that's helpful. And yeah, where are you? What do you need to do to get to that next level? The next level, and the next level. And it might be like, wow, I was able to be present to the Lord and stay present there in silence for, you know, 3 minutes. Great. That's a beautiful 3 minutes. And maybe next time it's 5 minutes. And then maybe one day it's an hour and you didn't know how that happened. And maybe the next day it's 2 minutes, and that's the spiritual life. But isn't that relationships too? You know, sometimes you get together with a good friend and, you know, 3 hours go by in a blink of an eye, and sometimes like, oh, we have nothing to talk about, and I'm a little bit bored, and they're kind of irritating me, and we shouldn't expect anything different with the Lord. Prayer is about friendship, and let's keep growing in friendship with him together. God bless.